This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Well, I'll get to this huge stack of stories I have to start going through them one by one, but last hour I ended with a discussion on whether or not the grid would collapse, and if so, are you prepared? Are you getting ready? Do you have your water situation figured out? Do you have your heat or cooling situation figured out? Your sanitation needs, the light, all the stuff we take for granted that you'll have to deal with. So we'll take calls on that at 800-313-9443. Would love to hear your insights and commentary on that topic. And then I want to get to this AIDS story with you, Steve. I got a lot of stories here to get to, so we'll do so. I'll go through them rapid fire if I have to, but we'll also take your calls, so feel free to dial us toll free 800-313-9443, and we'll go to the phone lines and talk with John in Tennessee. Hi, John.
Hey. How are you?
All right.
Sorry, man. I was switching from, you know, just digital technology and whatnot. I live about, as a crow about flies, 20 miles from Watts Bar nuclear plants up here and whatnot. And I'm not from here originally. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
And, Why are you nervous?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's not every day that a Judeo-Christian gets to talk with a Jew. You know what I'm saying?
It's just Bob and Steve, man.
Come from a Jewish family. I'm by no means am I a Jew.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, don't be nervous. It's just us. Go ahead. Anything on your mind, you have a free platform to discuss it with us. So.
You know, and I just put that out there to the whole world. And I heard, I don't know, it was on another network, and I bought the book, Official Stories.
By Liam Sheff, my friend. Liam Sheff.
Yes, and I heard him originally on your show, Bob.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, it don't matter how I got it. I just say I got it.
There you go. Yeah.
And, I don't know, man. I go through these, things where it's like, you ever been in the woods and did you ever collar a stick to walk by?
Walking stick. Sure, everybody's
said housing.
Yeah.
And do you go by that, or do you go by what you hear on the radio? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to have some direction.
Well, what's your direction?
Wherever the stick points to, dowsing. Actually, there's an interesting guy by the name of Raymond. Raymond, what's his last name? From the Tennessee area. It's somewhere in my email list here. It's
well, I ain't got nothing to do, Dad, man. So.
Yeah, right. Anyways, this guy, Raymond Grace, talks about dowsing and how it can be used for more than just finding oil or finding water. It's a fascinating topic that I hope to cover on the show in the future. I'm going to invite him on as a guest, and I think it's interesting how that works.
You misunderstand what I'm asking.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm with you. I understand what you're saying. I claim as my promise of Scripture, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I'm just asking, I don't know. And I shouldn't be like this. I'm kind of confused.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate your input, and we'll have to hear from you another time. I got a few things I want to get to, but thank you for that. 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to join us. This week, Steve, some guests we're having on. I mentioned a few of them. We'll have Aaron McCullum on to talk about a new book he wrote on the subject matter of transhumanism. And then we have Colin Ross, Dr. Colin Ross, coming on to talk about his trauma work. He has the Colin Ross Institute that specializes in healing trauma, which is a big part of the mind control, that's for sure. And he looks at mind control and how trauma plays its toll on a mind control victim. And then we have Josh Rubner coming on, who is with the Peace and Prosperity. Now, what's the name of his group? Josh Rubner. He's got quite the group out of Washington, D.C., that does a lot of great work advocating for the Palestinians and exposing Zionist lobbies in Washington. And he wrote a new book about Obama's failed attempt to come after for peace in the Middle East there. And looking forward to that with Josh Rubner. Okay, Steve, let's get to these stories. And we'll start with the HIV/AIDS story. Because, of course, if you don't know, Steve is a filmmaker, and his gangbuster, blockbuster documentary is HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. AIDSfraudvideo.com is where you can find that. Supposedly, Steve, according to a new study from the UN, a dramatic drop in global HIV infections has occurred. And I guess perhaps it would be appropriate for us to take on what exactly is a HIV infection, but death rates fell from 2.3 million during its peak in 2005 to 1.6 million last year, said UNAIDS. Steve, I'm going to just shut up here for a moment and give you the floor to take on this piece of propaganda.
Okay, thanks, Bob, and I appreciate it. For those of you going to our website, AIDS Fraud Video, I apologize to all of you that the free video I've had up there is no longer up. I'm going to be putting a new one up. It's been taken down twice, Bob. I mean, every time I link to a free video, I said, if you can't afford the video, just watch it for free online. Every time I put one up, it gets taken down, and I don't know the exact circumstances, but we will be linking to a new one from the other site. But you can find it on the net for free. Just look up AIDS Fraud Video or HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, and you can watch the film for free. If you want to get a copy and help me out, I'm sending out 9/11 Mysteries and a film about chemtrails as well. It's a little difficult to get these orders out overseas. I have a friend in Belgium who's been waiting almost a month now, Bob, to get an order that had to clear through customs. And I'm not trying get into a big plug about my website, but I'm saying that it's been very difficult because this information has been sequestered for years. Our film shows you 10 reasons why HIV is not the cause of AIDS, what the real causes are, See, the AIDS debacle, and I use that word in light terms, is that we've been chasing a virus rather than looking at the real causes of AIDS. And the virus program is all funded by the pharmaceuticals and research grants and the big medical industrial pharma complex. That makes sense to people a little bit more than the dramatic points of view that I put across in past times. But talking about this recent story by Tulip Mazumdar, a global health reporter, it says the number of HIV infections and AIDS-related deaths has fallen dramatically, according to a UN report. And as Bob said, death rates fell from 2.3 million during its peak in 2005 to 1.6 million last year, says UN AIDS. Now, keep in mind, friends, that AIDS died in the United States in 1992 as far as it being an epidemic. We peaked a long, long time ago, 20 years ago, Bob. And that's a big part of this story. We'll get back to it, I guess, after the break and fill you in on the reasons why.
All right. Sounds good.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve, come on, take this story on, do it some justice here, and then I got a huge stack to get to, so we'll move on. So spend, I'll give you another couple minutes to take this on.
Okay, yeah, well, what's happened here is they're reporting this drop in deaths internationally from 2.3 million to 1.6 million last year, according to UNAIDS. Now, here it says, this is important to realize, among children, the drop was even steeper. 2001, there were more than 500,000 new infections. By 2012, the figure had halved to just over 250,000. So half of those were no longer around, or the same infected people were no longer around. And you wonder why. I mean, was it because there were less infections? Or was it possibly because of the DNA chain terminating drug that they give mothers called AZT? AZT is a DNA chain terminating drug, meaning it's designed. It's not a side effect. It's designed to destroy DNA. That's what it does. And they're giving this to pregnant women all over the world. And they're saying, well, gee, we have half as many people infected now as we did, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, according to the stories. It says, without treatment, people with HIV can go on to develop AIDS, which makes simple infections deadly. By the end of 2012, almost 10 million people in low and middle income countries, including South Africa, Uganda, and India, were accessing antiviral therapy, according to the report. You know, see, the dead don't talk. They don't say anything. You know, they're missing from the figures. They're no longer infected, according to the statistics, Bob. So what's happening here is this big pharma, you know, death machine behind HIV and AIDS, feeding people protease inhibitors, which are designed to inhibit protease, which is essential to your metabolic processes, the spartal protease process, and DNA chain terminating drugs, which are still part of the cocktail, by the way, which killed probably at least 500,000 people in the United States in the early days of AIDS between 87 and 93. This DNA chain destroying drug, AZT, DDT, DDC, DDI, all these different ones that are made for the same four nucleotides. Anyway, the point is simply this, that, you know, we've been talking about HIV infection and the numbers, and part of it is also that they're scaling back, because before they had really begun testing people with real tests, they called people AIDS patients that they couldn't describe any other disease. If they had symptoms actually similar to malaria or something, they just put them in an AIDS ward and called them AIDS patients. They didn't even test them at that time. If they had lost 10% of body weight, had a persistent cough and diarrhea, they were an AIDS patient. You know, now they begin testing people, and they're finding out which ones really test positive for HIV antibody. That's what they test you for, antibody, not the virus, but the reaction that your body creates to fight the virus. That's with the ELISA enzyme-linked assay test. And now that they're using these tests more accurately, well, lo and behold, the number of infections go down. And then, of course, keep in mind, Bob, that they're also poisoning mothers in poor countries with AZT, and we've actually done studies to find that you can actually increase people's lifespans without using any of these drugs, simply by getting them proper nutrition and clean water. Imagine that, Bob, in places like Africa, you know, just good nutrition, clean water, and AIDS statistics start to go down. Wow, I didn't know clean water and good food would actually stop the AIDS virus, but apparently that's true in Africa. So all of this is a big lie. It's nothing more than the pharmaceutical, big pharma lockdown on the National Health Control Grid through UNAIDS. It's been a scam all along. You can visit our website, AIDSfraudvideo.com. I'm sorry, friends, I don't have the film there. I'm going to try to get it back up, but you can see our film for free on the Internet. If you want to get a copy of the disc and help me out, I'll be sending those out to you as fast as I can. And AIDSfraudvideo.com is the name of the website. And that's pretty much the story, Bob. I think all I summed it all up.
Sounds good. We're going to continue to take calls throughout the remaining portion of tonight's show. 800-313-9443. All right, let's go ahead and get to some of these stories. Let's start with some iPhone stories. So there's this new iPhone, Steve, that has a fingerprint option.
Oh, I got to get one of those.
Yeah, we want to have our fingerprints monitored by Big Brother's iPhone. Mm-hmm. Anyways, a German group of hackers has already hacked it successfully.
Oh, really? Really?
And they say all you need is a printer and some, what is it, latex or no?
Yeah, latex and some fingerprint ink and, you know, off you go. Yeah, there you go.
Boom.
No, wow, well, they're going to have a DNA sniffer now, Bob, or something better. Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Here's the story about that. iPhone Touch ID hacked by a group of German hackers. Oh, wait a second here. This is an actual video of it. I guess it doesn't translate on the radio. I thought they were going to explain their hack as they were doing it, but I guess not. Steve, there was also this story that I came across of the NYPD being paid to hand out flyers urging people to upgrade their devices. That's right. There's an actual picture of this flyer. It says, NYPD public awareness notice, attention Apple users. As of Wednesday, September 18th, 2013, the new iOS 7 software update will be available for your iPads. And then it says, register your device with the NYPD's Operation Identification Program. Now, we've long suspected, Steve, that this Operation Identification Program was so that they could not necessarily track the people who are going to steal your device, but track you.
Bob, that's to keep us safe.
It's just to keep us safe. So, yeah, right. maybe we should. It's pretty scary that people submit to this, but hey, that's the world we live in with Big Brother. And it seems that officers were passing out these flyers because they have nothing better to do. New York police officers were handing them out to people around the city on Saturday, urging them to upgrade their devices to Apple's new iOS 7 operating system, iOS 7. NYPD's public awareness notice promotes the software as giving added security to your device. Security for who?
Security for, you know, somebody might, try to abscond with you. A terrorist might come and steal you in your mobile home, you know. And there, if you have your tracking device on you, well, the police will be right there to save you. So, you see, these are good things.
Right.
Yeah, And unless you hit a deer in the middle of the road, which is more likely, you know, that's what's going to happen, or you know, you have a flat tire and swerve off and you know, you're detained. You know, I mean, it's so absurd that people would opt in for this kind of stuff. But that's the world we live in. And if the grid goes down, Bob, as we talked about, they're going to try to shut down our communications pretty quickly here.
Sure. Don't worry. We can rebuild a new government, Steve. Using the new program that Google has launched called Constitute. The process of drafting a constitution is usually long, intricate, and politically fraught. But with 160 different active constitutions to draw from, and also is uniquely amenable to data analysis.
Wow.
And with that in mind, Google has partnered with the Comparative Constitutions Project to launch a new site called Constitute, devoted to comparing the world's constitution, examines nearly 350 constitutional themes organized into topics like the duties of a citizen and the role of the executive. Check it out. It's interesting, to say the least. Anyways, when we come back, I'm going to take some of your phone calls at 800-313-9443. I'll tell you about the solar activity, which is at a 100-year low and really ruining the global warmest idea of what's going on.
The Bob Tuscan.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Listen to this story, Steve. President Obama asked Congress to give up its oversight on the secret TPP agreement. That's the Trans-Pacific Partnership, in case you're not familiar. This might not be such a big deal if the TPP wasn't negotiated in near total secrecy, and President Barry Sotero is insisting it's necessary to undermine the authority of the Congress with a secret agreement that will have tremendous impact on Americans just because he wants it. He's the president. He has the authority. He announced to the, quote, the president's export council that we're going to need trade promotion authority. Let's be clear, as he says. Let's be clear. The only reason the administration needs TPA is so that it can ram through the agreement without letting Congress do its oversight job. Trade Promotion Authority offers no benefit to the public at all. All it does is make sure that the USTR has less oversight and fewer limitations on selling out to the public for a big special interest. The quote, Export Council, which is basically made up of leaders of those big special interests who are looking for not free trade, but other policies that help their bottom line but harm the American people, made an even more ridiculous statement saying, quote, "We believe that new TPA legislation is critical to America's trade leadership in the world," the group said in one of their letters to Obama. It approved at the meeting. This is another example of how Barry Sotero is working against the American people. And it's not just him. I'm sure his handlers have given him the green light on this, Steve. And keep your eyes on the TPP agreement.
Yeah, this is definitely just going right around Congress blatantly and obviously. And, of course, the Democrats will support that. Because you know anything that Obama does, they support, which is really their undoing. And the worst part about it is the Republicans, which are almost as bad, just continually fall down and are incapable of handling anything responsibly. They really ought to dig in on all these issues. But, you know, the economy is so far shot now, and there's so many things gone wrong. And unfortunately, you know, they waffle, the Republicans, that is, waffle on everything, and the Democrats don't even bother to think anymore. You know, I mean, it's too much trouble for them to even summon one brain cell to effectively be anything in office but just dupes and Obama parasitics. You know, that's all they really are. So, I mean, this is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. The man should have been impeached years ago. The man should have never been elected president. But then, you know, this is, it's so disgusting to watch all this stuff happen, Bob, you know, and in America, you know, it's just a...
Well, don't worry. Global warming's going to get us, Steve.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to, or the big power grid failure, yes. It may happen in ways they don't expect, huh?
Are you ready for solar activity to be at its 100-year low? And are you prepared for a bitterly cold winter? I guess this is global warming at its finest. According to several sources, including the Times of India, predictions that 2013 would see an upsurge in solar activity and geomagnetic storms disrupting power grids and communication systems have proved to be a false alarm. Instead, the current peak is in the solar cycle at its weakest for a century. Subdued solar activity has prompted controversial comparisons with the Mandauer minimum, which occurred between 1645 and 1715, when a prolonged absence of sunspots and other indicators of solar activity coincided with the coldest period in the last millennium. Are we headed for an ice age, Steve?
Well, it's already snowing here in Colorado, and, you know, it's starting to cool off. We've seen the polar ice caps expanding a bit. Yes, I think it is probably going to get cooler. But then again, Bob, you know, it's always quiet, the quietest before the solar storm. So we could have some very overdue activity that could take us out. It may not have anything to do with the drill or terrorist strikes. So, you know, it might be just something that nature decides to hit us with. And lo and behold, we could have the power shortages created by the sun rather than terrorists or the government. So we'll
the
just
kill have, shot.
Yes, it could happen. We were getting prepared, friends. We talked about that before. You know, we talked about CB radios. We've talked about the necessity of maintaining our communication because that's probably where we're going to get hit. They know we're catching on. They know we're speaking freely. They don't like radio shows like this. Ladies and gentlemen in our audience, they don't like you. And they don't like you knowing what's going on. We may be small, but we're effective, and we're getting our word out there. And people are starting to go, you know, that crazy conspiracy stuff that you were talking about, it's starting to make more
sense. You know what? It might not be so crazy after all, especially when they're suffering and they're facing a disaster. And speaking of a disaster, do you know who James Rawls is?
That name strikes a bell, but I can't remember why.
He's the guy who has a blog, probably the most popular prepper blog, survival blog.
Oh, yes,
what it's called. Well, he had a recent interview with the SGT report in which
He claimed that people should be prepared to hunker down for months.
Yes.
For months.
Yes. Estimates are, I think that's right. I've heard him recently. As a matter of fact, he's talking about the possibility. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but I heard another guest that was saying almost identically the same thing he was. We may be looking at as many as 90% of the American public dying within 1 year if the power grid goes down extensively, friends. So there, people are not going to be ready for this, Bob. I'm not trying to be an apocalyptic doomsayer, but what I am saying is that if the power goes out, we live in a house of cards. You know, it's all going to come down very quickly. People in these high rises in big cities are not going to have water. They're not going to have food. They're not going to have gasoline. And they're not going to have patience. And so we're looking at a very serious problem. If this happens, I mean, it could take place in a matter of 3 or 4 days. There could be utter havoc. And people are not going to survive a year in this situation.
Right. All right. Well, we'll get to some final phone calls here as we conclude our show tonight, Steve. So people, if you want to jump on, last call, as they say at the bars, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I was talking about, Steve, the Constitution program that Google launched.
Yes, yes.
And I went to it, and they got all these constitutions. Many of the world's constitutions are fairly new, fairly recent. And the first one listed, it's listed in alphabetical order, is Afghanistan. And, of course, their constitution was drafted in 2004. And I read, I was just skimming through it, reading some of the articles in their constitution to Steve. And Steve, it was pretty crazy, but we found the article that set the ground for their central bank. And we've talked about how the central banks are a big part of the wars. That countries that did not have a central bank are now having one implemented, namely Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, and so on and so forth. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Afghanistan had one before the war.
No, they had the local poppy and opium trade bar.
Well, now they do. They have a central bank. It's in their constitution, and it has no oversight. And I would bet you would find similar clauses in other of these constitution. Constituteproject.org is their new Google site. Google Constitute is what it's called. Interesting site to dig around in and do some reading. Hey, you might learn something. You might realize, like I did, just randomly, that, I knew that, but it was interesting seeing it in paper, Steve, or in this case, in Google's new Constitute program. Hey, if you want to email me, you can always do so at thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. That's the email to reach me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. I want to thank everyone who's helped me out. I got a few donations last week, not many, but a few, and those people who did donate know who they are. I'm trying to find out how I can find your email when you donate, because I'd like to send a thank you note and let you know that there's a real person behind here. So I got a call into the tech support of WePay, which is the service I use, Steve, and hopefully they'll tell me how I can get these folks' emails so I can write them and talk to them about the much appreciated donation, you know. And things are rough right now, so if you are able to help, I'm still real short-changed. End of the month is fastly approaching, and the other job's just not cutting. So go to the website, bobtuskin.com. That's T-U-S-K-I-N. Tuskin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Final segment on the Bob Tuscan Show. Thank you, Steve, for riding shotgun. Always appreciative.
Hey, my pleasure. Great audience.
Did I say that? I'm getting tired. It's late. I meant to say appreciated, not ative.
Yeah.
See the difference?
I do.
Different tense. Come on, Steve.
You know, don't be tense, Bob. Don't be tense. It's just radio. Tense. Think of the audience in their underwear, which probably most of them are by now, between the sheets.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's still early here in Colorado and California, my friend. You know.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Almost 1 o'clock here on the East Coast, and the baby wakes up, regardless if daddy's doing a radio show at night. So, anyways, I promised I'd take some final phone calls, Steve. So what do you say we do so?
Let's do.
Let's talk with Bill in Idaho. Hi there, Bill. How are you tonight?
Excellent broadcast, as usual. Thanks so very much, gentlemen.
Thank
you. In regards to the wife and that little Tuscan toother, how's he doing?
He's a little Tuscan toother, all right. Oh, yeah, I forgot to report that he took his first deliberate steps the other day.
good for you.
Has done so several times since then. And that was exciting. I keep being told, though, that, you know, as much as it's exciting to see them walk for the first time, once they do start running around, you want them to go back. But he's already crawling around. It's hard to keep up with the guy crawling, so.
It's amazing. It's amazing as what keeps the Republic young. I wanted to mention the encouragement of the young as well as the experience, rlcid.org. I hope that you're able to pull that conference they were nice enough to have here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, this last weekend. A bunch of wonderful folks that are doing their best, just as you gentlemen there and the rest of the broadcast team at Republic.
The Idaho Liberty Caucus.
Yes, it's quite extraordinary. We had components from certainly southern Idaho, but also Colorado and the Patriot, if not constitutional, component in full tilt. One I found very encouraging, and there were so many. Mrs. Elizabeth Allen Hodge, I hope she's able to get on with Deanna, PatriotAcademy.com. Very adroit, very observed, and very well experienced. But then again, Dominique Galiso-Minio, I'm sorry, the pronunciation, Next Gen Consulting, I think he would find him quite a worthy advocate and team member of Republic, State Chairman, Idaho Federation of College Republicans. And if we are going to win this war by virtue of our Heavenly Father's Jehovah Messiah, we're obviously going to have the young people involved. But I wanted to thank you in particular of keeping on top of this story in regard to Fukushima. Do not think that people even begin to appreciate the ultimate long-range effects of what ultimately that treason has performed for mankind.
Yeah, it's scary, and it's not fun to talk about, but it seems that it's being underrepresented in the media, and even the alternative media, for that matter.
Well, I would only recommend either both or all of the broadcast hosts take advantage of communicating with these folks. I believe that they, as well as us, believe that 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the key to this whole thing. It's a spiritual war. But Jeff Wright, author of Citizen's Last Stand, Are You Ready? That's www.thecitizenslaststand.com. Quite extraordinary technical as well as spiritual leadership as far as restoring the Republic. Absolutely brilliant engineer, systems guy, who we certainly could make advantage of NSG as well as NSA, and quite well observed in all of his points. But then again, Tim Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin's son, was here. KeepYourArms.com. They're all great interviews, I'm sure. I was hoping individually that you would get a hold of Michael Olden, B-O-L-D-E-N-D-I-N.
Yeah, the founder of the 10th Amendment Center. Great guy.
There you are.
All right, well, thanks, man. I appreciate all those tips. And I'm looking at this event that happened this past Saturday.
Yeah.
Looks like I missed out on a great one. And I love that area, by the way. I've told you before that I lived up there for a while, and it's there's nothing like skiing on Schweitzer.
Yeah. We hope that we get you back for the victory picnic next summer, and all the Patriots are happy with their ultimate cooperative success. Bless you, Jeff.
Well, Bill, let them know I'm interested in coming and speaking. If it's, if they're able to raise a couple Federal Reserve notes to have me do so, that would help, and I'd be happy to come out.
I think we're already working on it, sir. Bless you both. Thanks so very much.
All right. Great to hear from you, as always, Bill. You take care. And, I would love to go back up there. It's been quite a few years. I was living up there when I was 17 and 18.
Very cool.
It was, 45 years ago now?
Well, I was there back in the early 80s in southeast Idaho. I worked in Pocatello at the ABC affiliate, and that's when the mainstream news media and I departed ways. I have never regretted it. Yeah.
They're really sorry that they lost you, Steve, because now look at you. You're on the Bob Tuscan show.
Yeah, so. Big time, man. Big time. Yeah.
Big time.
But I'm glad. I'm glad. Actually, I was doing very well, and I had a whole future there as a sportscaster. But I'm glad I left it because I'd much rather be talking about the most pertinent things. It's good to hear from people like Bill and our friends in Idaho and various places around the country and around the world, by the way. We just appreciate all of you out there, our affiliates, the Republic Broadcasting Network and everybody on satellite and on the Internet. So keep it coming, friends. We're winning slowly. I mean, at least we're waking up.
Winning.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
As the famous actor says. All right, let's squeeze in one call here. Who do we have? Fred. Fred, didn't you already call?
Yeah, Bob, I did already call.
Come on, what do you want? Why do you keep calling my show?
He likes us, man. Bob. He likes us.
I guess I'm addicted. Hey, speaking of the iPhone, which is not why I called, but that's a little tongue-in-cheek humor here. I'm watching the horizon for that iPhone that might have wings in the shape of a pyramid with the all-seeing eye in it so that it can then record my iris, you know.
Perfect. And it can get your DNA and
sure
it knows when you're going to sleep at night.
As far as the Royal Canadian Club Mounted Primates up there in New Brunswick, I didn't get those numbers down, but tomorrow from Deanna I think I will call. I'm going to encourage anyone in the audience to do what I'm doing. Call up there to the Royal Canadian Club Mounted Primates and tell them, ha-ha, I'm not going to be touring the Algonquin Railroad this year. I won't be buying anything from Canada, including hockey skates that I was planning to buy because of what they're doing to Verner. I'm going to boycott Canada for at least a year.
All right, well, thank you for that. Boycott not, Canada for Verner. Our awesome not, friend.
Not even Canadian bacon? Come on,
no.
Man.
Oh. No Canadian bacon. All right, Fred, we've got to let you go because we have one last statement to make here, but I appreciate that. That was worth our while. Boycott Canada for Verner. I'm sure we'll hear an update at some point this week. We heard a little bit of an update tonight on the show. He has been released from jail, and we'll see what happens from there. Stay tuned, and you will hear more on that story as we hear it, as we get the info. And that's the beauty of live radio, Steve.
Yeah, should we thank our producer, Dan, tonight, Bob?
No.
Okay, you're right.
I think you just did, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We appreciate it.
All right,
Dan.
Whatever. Thank you for doing whatever you do. I don't know what he does.
Yeah.
He sits there and I don't know. Anyways, I won't give him a hard time. I'll let other hosts do that. he does do a good job. Folks, that does it for us tonight. Email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. Help us out at the website, bobtuscan.com. I love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of a town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Freedom ain't